momentum going and take this win tonight?
Well, it's huge. It took a whole team victory. I mean, you know, if we had 25 guys on the roster, you know, excluding Mikey, 24, we probably used, you know, 20 of them, it seemed like, tonight anyway. Full team effort. I mean, just bringing it into Saturday, hopefully we can keep this thing going.
Now, you've been crushing the ball this so far. I think you're 7 for 8, a couple bombs, 3, 4 ribbies. Well, what's going on? Have you seen the ball better?
Yeah, it was an adjustment. It was an adjustment to my approach more than it was my swing or anything like that. It was just kind of swinging at the right pitches and, you know, hopefully the balls fall.
So talk a little bit about Sonny. I mean, he came off just really strong tonight. Lighting up the radar gun over there?
Yeah. I mean, he's always been lighting up the radar gun. That's nothing new, but... he did a good job of sinking the ball in and out. You know, it's people take it for granted how much he can actually pitch. They just, you know, they get caught up in the velo. You know, he's touching triple digits and whatnot. I mean, he can pitch. He used two and a half effective pitches tonight, in and out with his changeup.
Andrew, he's kind of a one-of-a-kind guy. And you've got a bird's eye view for everything, what hitters see, what you see. What are the reactions that you see off the fastballs and curves that he throws?
It's the amazing thing about Sonny is that he's still just a freshman. You know, he's still just a young kid, I don't know, 18, 19 years old. He's only going to get better. And he's one of those guys who's kind of poised, and he's kept it all together for a whole year, which is incredible. You only see a couple, you know, Pedro Alvarez, Ryan Flaherty's do that. There's only a handful.
You guys have been on the bad end of some one-run ball games, some tight games in the last couple of weeks. Confidence boost right here, just being able to pull out a tight game.
It's about time. You know, pitching came through in the clutch. You know, we had a letdown a little bit bottom of the eighth inning for them, and they scored a couple runs. But we minimized the damage early. We minimized it to an extent late, and you know, just roll with it. You know, that's all you can do is just roll with it from now.
Chase Reed came up huge. Talk about those two at-bats and kind of the sequence that you guys were attacking the Carolina hitters with.
In the program, we try to, you know, pitch off of our fastball. And Chase, he is that guy because, you know, he'll touch 90 every once in a while, but he's not that guy. You know, he's a breaking ball type guy. You just want to kind of loop a couple in there because that's a tough pitch to hit, even if you're sitting on it. I mean, I've faced him plenty of times in the fall, and I'm just kind of sitting breaking ball, and I still can't hit it. So it's tough. He did a great job.
The home run, can you talk about what you saw and what you did on the last?
He threw me primarily fastballs early in the game, and last time we faced him, he made me look pretty bad on some sliders. I figured he was trying to set me up,
yeah.
And he did make a mistake, and I capitalized on it.
That one little sweeter beating a team that kind of gave you probably the worst beating you guys had this year?
Yeah, absolutely. They beat us 10-1, 10-2, you know, 16-5, stuff like that. They smoked us every time they played us. You know, it's a lot like last year when we played Florida, got swept at the end of the year. Came in and beat them in the first game. You know, it's not really about redemption, but it's nice.
Is that the plan? Come in here, win Wednesday, Thursday, get Friday off?
That's always the plan whenever you come here. No, we've always done well here, and I mean, it's going to be nice to kind of relax, you know, get a day off here.